Dusty Baker.
Yeah.
That's your game again?
Yeah.
But that... Okay.
Billy.
I feel like it's ending. It's getting further and further away.
In around Christmas Eve, I guess. They go on vacation.
You know what happened here? Was fortunate. Power went out on Thanksgiving in the whole building somehow. And I wasn't home. I was at my parents' house for Thanksgiving. But I cannot imagine how frustrating it is to lose power on Thanksgiving right in the middle. And it was like at 6 o'clock or something, right in the middle of either eating or cooking or whatever. You just lose power for hours.
What holiday would be the worst holiday to lose power? Like Yom Kippur, like I don't, you know, that's a day of atonement. So it's a super serious Jewish holiday. Whether you have power, in fact, you're not even supposed to use your power. So that would be the ideal holiday.
Super Bowl Sunday would be the worst.
Yeah. Yep.
It's not a holiday, but
debatable.
Yeah. Well, it is.
Yeah. Right. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Debatable. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hanukkah would be a bad one. Festival of Lights. I mean,
But it's candles, isn't it?
Candle.
Yeah, but it's, you know.
You have to carry the menorah everywhere you go now.
Yeah, they plug in menorahs or something. They have, like, lights. Because they don't want their... No, Roy, because you have kids, you don't want them around the fire. You don't want them with the lighters around. And so you plug a menorah in, and it just lights up.
I feel like Halloween is sets up nicely for power to go out because it's like it just gets more spooky.
You would want the power, right, yeah.
I'm just saying it's not the worst one. It's like if it had to happen, Halloween wouldn't be the worst.
I think Billy identified
it. Use your jack-o'-lantern as a candle.
Super Bowl has to be the worst time to lose power, right?
Super Bowl. Super Bowl Sunday. I mean, right, yeah, exactly. Like 6:18, right around there.
4th of July wouldn't be that big of a deal because you're outside a lot, like you're barbecuing outside.
Right.
And you could do a charcoal fire, so you don't need power for that.
Easter, not terrible. You're doing, you're getting Easter egg chase, right?
Easter, I wanted to go out on Easter. I can avoid going over to my in-laws for dinner.
Wow.
That's totally a joke. God, I hope they don't listen to this.
you're already there, huh? I mean,
geez. You're just supposed to, like, it's just, I'm going for the stereotypical in-laws joke. Come on.
Wow.
I love you, Al.
Did you guys find, were you like Dan and found the NFL to be sad yesterday? I was entertained. I was fine.
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
You had Dolphins Chiefs early. That's why. And then the late games were fine. Should we allow Mike to talk Browns here? I mean, he's dying to do it.
It's a big game. It's not only a big game for the Browns, by the way. Dolphin fans, you need to be watching tonight. You're rooting for the Browns. You need the Ravens to lose, Dolphins fans.
It's one of the most watched Monday night games. I don't know if you saw the ratings for last week's game, but you saw a massive number for Niners-Bills. And you know why? Fantasy implications. It's fantasy playoffs.
Yeah, the playoffs.
Who needs what tonight, huh? A lot of people, Lamar Jackson, a lot of people, Nick Chubb. You like me? I got Chubb. Need a big performance out of Nick Chubb.
You're very fired up for today.
Nick Chubb. Okay. Yeah.
Yes, very fired up because this is a massive game. The entire nation watching a Browns team that they've been told is good, but without, I think we've been on national TV once so far this season. It was a Thursday nighter going up against the NBA. So, all right, lots on the line. Hated rival Ravens, a win for the Browns not only helps clinch their playoff chances, first time in the playoffs since 102, but you also help push the Ravens out the door. Man, it'd be great. It'd be great. I'm just super excited. I've never been here before. It's a massive game.
Where's your betting money here? Because you've done these weird things in the past where you're like, yeah, I'm a huge Browns fan, but I'm on the Ravens tonight. So how are you handling this?
Got no idea. I'm plenty invested in fantasy. I need a nice Nick Chubb performance. I don't think I'm going to bet this game. I'm lying. I'll probably have something.
Why, Chris, do you have an issue with that? I like that because it's a win-win. Either if your team loses, you win money. If your team wins, you don't care about the money you lost, you know?
I've always just... If I'm not betting with my team, I'm going to avoid it. I don't want, like, I get the whole win-win thing. If they lose, then you win. But I just, there's something that feels icky about, like, profiting off of your team. It's not that big a deal, I guess.
I had no issues profiting off the Jets yesterday.
I've really enjoyed how silent my mentions have been for another month. The Browns do this thing where every Every once a month, they might pop in after the fifth week and be like, hey, we lose and everyone can hate us again and fill their programming. So we'll see what happens if we lose this game. We've done the thing where their win against the Colts wasn't a good win, and now we're trying to poke holes in the Titans' win. So I'm excited to see how we should get rid of Baker Mayfield if we lose a tight game today and see what exactly the national reaction is. Fine.
Has Baker made any steps this year, or is he still like you're just still kind of he's in that middle ground? You're not really sure yet.
I don't know if he's a franchise quarterback. I think he might be the answer for the franchise at the position, and that he's the best answer they've had. We'll see. I don't know. He's made strides. The biggest problem with Baker Mayfield was the turnovers, and he hasn't thrown an interception since he threw that one that got Odell Beckham Jr. injured. It's been weird.
Not why you drafted him. I did not turn the ball. I mean,
no, he's been good. He's been good.
He has 21 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Last year it was 22 touchdowns, 21 interceptions. So to Mike's point,
he's been good.
He's been good. You expected him to be great, but your running game is great and your defense is great. As long as
I don't know why you keep commending the defense.
I'm
the defense
sorry, Myles Garrett
poor.
Is great.
Yeah.
The running game is great. And if those things are in play, then Baker Mayfield just needs to be good. He doesn't need to be great, and he hasn't been. He's been good.
No, he's been fine. Over the last couple of weeks, he's been really good. That performance against Tennessee was one of the best performances we've seen from a quarterback. He's been hard to evaluate because he had that amazing game at Cincinnati that Odell got hurt in, and then for a month straight, he played terrible weather games that you can't really make any judge off of that because you had 40-mile-per-hour wins in back-to-back games, and then the game against Philadelphia – it was raining really hard in that game, so it's been hard to evaluate the quarterback. I think the Ravens' defense poses problems because they have a really good pass rush, so I'm hoping that Cleveland can bounce back from that earlier loss week one, which was super embarrassing.
Wait, this is interesting, so I didn't realize this. Are you telling me Philly, Houston, those were bad weather games?
Yeah, and the Raiders won too.
Okay, so, and you're right, it was like horrific, terrible weather that no quarterback would put up any numbers in.
Yeah, so people were poking holes.
I guess the last three games that he's played, you take the weather out of it. You're right, Mike. He has 11 touchdowns and one interception. It's been very good.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting for this quarterback.
The guy who's taking a step back is Lamar Jackson. That's the guy.
Yeah, he certainly has. He was good the last game. We'll see. There's a good COVID's affected this game, so... But it's massive. I'm just super geeked out to be able to watch my team and have an entire nation formulate opinions because they finally get to watch my team. So it'll be
Chris,
fun.
I have the Ravens. Who do you have?
The Ravens are going to win.
Roy?
Got the Browns.
My man.
Tony, Ravens?
Yeah, Ravens.
Bill?
I don't care. Ravens.
I was just trying to get us to all say Ravens.
Oh.
Roy's my Dorothy Boyd. Dorothy Royd.
And Bill, trust me, I know you don't care. Yeah.
You know how many games there's been this year that like it's like 9:30 at night and it's like, oh, today's a football day. And it's been almost every day of the week, but Monday, a Tuesday, a Thursday, Saturday. I don't think there's been a Saturday game yet, but there's days that I'm just like, oh yeah, there's football today. I totally forgot that there was football today. The week football games, I forget. Yeah. Every day is the same to me now.
I agree. The Saturdays should be coming though, shouldn't they, Mike? I mean, we should be getting our
Saturdays.
I think the
Saturday games start this week.
I love the Saturday slates.
Really, I don't.
You don't?
No, I don't like it. But during a pandemic, I think I do like it because what the hell am I doing on a Saturday?
You don't love like wild card weekend? You get two on Saturday, on Sunday?
The previous reason why I didn't like the Saturday games is because Saturday nights are going out night. But now with a kid and a pandemic, bring on Saturday.
Right, exactly.
Do you guys think that first Saturday game this year will still be Bengals at Texans?
No, Bills, Broncos, Panthers,
feel like it'll,
Green Bay.
Are you talking about
like
the playoff game?
It's still going to be Bengals Houston in that first playoff game on
the
Saturday.
Until otherwise told, I'm convinced that the Houston Texans are playing the first wild card game of this playoffs. I refuse to believe they're not.
Wait, so Billy just told us they're not though. Billy, what
no,
were the
we're
games?
We're talking about two different things because of the way that Chris referenced it. He's talking about the AFC wild card.
Oh, got
game.
It. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm just convinced that the Texans are going to be in it no matter what.
With Brian Hoyer?
Yeah.
Right.
Or Matt Schaub, one of those two. Billy, what are the actual first two Saturday games? I didn't hear you.
Hold on, let me go back for a second, because now I'm just jumping around. And next weekend, there's three Saturday games.
Oh, yeah, a little Saturday.
Aren't the Dolphins one? Don't the Dolphins, didn't they get moved to a Saturday?
Dolphins, Raiders. So this Saturday, Bills at Broncos 4:30, and then Panthers at Packers at 8:15.
Okay. Get a couple of Saturday games.
Decent little Saturday slate.
And what, the following weekend, the Dolphins play the Raiders on a Saturday?
Yeah, next the Saturday after that, week 16, Dolphins play the Raiders. That's the big one, 8:15.
That could get flexed on Sunday night, though, Chris. Could get flexed Sunday night.
I think it was flexed to Saturday.
Oh,
okay. Because Sunday night's Titans and Packers right now. The Bucks play the Lions Saturday. 49ers play the Cardinals. Saturday football, huh?
I love it.
I haven't been able to really watch the Browns start to finish all that much. I've only really seen two games start to finish because I don't have DirecTV this year. I just moved, and DirecTV's getting rid of Sunday Ticket. This is the last year of it, so I didn't want to just sign up for 1 year of DirecTV. So I'm excited to actually be able to watch my team start to finish this week. And we got the Cowboys got flexed out of Sunday night, which is something I cannot believe. And they flexed in a Browns game against the Giants. So I'm actually going to get to watch my team.
All right.
This is amazing.
You're going to recap all 60 minutes for us tomorrow?
Oh, boy. Mm. Unless we lose, and then I'll just be defensive.
And we get to mock you for 60 minutes.
Yeah, that's usually how that goes. Okay. Expectation. Cruel beast.
Well, have fun, Mike.